237.
This is Free Talk Live. It's the Sunday night edition of the show, and we're kicking off the third hour of tonight's program. In the studio tonight, it's Stephanie with you.
And Brian.
And Mark.
Glad that you're joining us tonight. Wanted to let you know how you can get in touch with Free Talk Live this evening. You can call us at 855-450-FREE. Open phones. Bring up anything that's on your mind. Or you can also call us on Skype at LRN.FM. And we do actually have a call on the line to start this hour out from Hef, listening in Atlanta, Georgia. Hi, Hef, you're on Free Talk Live.
I am Spartacus. What's up, everybody?
Brian, what's up? You are. I thought you were Hef.
Yeah.
Thank you for saying that. I am Spartacus.
We all are.
I'm just confused. Go ahead.
Yeah, me too.
Hey, I was just calling about Porkfest. I was wondering, I can't go because I'm broke and I'm here in Georgia.
I understand. And it's expensive to travel.
Yeah, I think I want to do it next year. But at least for now, I was thinking, if there's good internet access over there, I would like to be an iPad on a stick via Skype.
I don't know if there's going to be good internet access. I guess what I was referring to a little earlier in the show is a technology. It's called Open Garden, and what that is a mesh network, and it's an application for smartphones that allows for mesh networking, which basically picture a pond with lily pads on the pond, okay? And they're all floating on the surface of the pond, but only some of those lily pads, they're all connected to each other, but only some of them have roots that go down to the bottom of the pond. That's what a mesh network is like, but the roots that go down to the bottom of the pond are connections to the greater internet, and the lilies are individual nodes that are connected to each other. So basically it's like jumping onto the internet through someone else's shared connection, essentially.
Yeah, the internet at the Porcupine Freedom Festival has been abysmal up until today, you know, this time around. And it may get marginally better with the application of Open Garden, and I'm excited about it. We talked to Paige Peterson from Open Garden. We're excited to see, you know, whatever level of implementation they can get.
Or but there'll be a miracle.
The beta.
There'll be 3G up there, but I'm not holding my breath for that.
Even so, Open Garden runs off of kind of a Bluetooth mesh network, and Bluetooth is not sufficient for video. So, you know, while you could be an audio receiving, you know, iPad on a stick, I think the video, even if the internet was really good up there with the wireless G that they have, it'd be a little sketchy.
Let's not forget Free Talk Live broadcast from Porkfest, and we are literally plugging into a phone line to get the show out to you. So
yeah, I don't think you got much chance.
Unless somebody brings up a satellite dish. I mean, that's a very real possibility. There have been a couple of people who have talked about doing that in the past. Maybe someone will actually do it this year, and that'll, I think, probably could bring pretty good internet.
You know, something I enjoyed was at Liberty Forum, they had a cam there. So you could actually see Liberty Forum happening. And I think, I don't know, I got to wonder if this would ruin the mystique of Porkfest. Because if you haven't seen it, you can't imagine it. You know, and so if suddenly we had webcams there, would people still come?
I think they would. I mean, it's really fun to be out in the woods and it sounds a little Big Brother-ish, actually, to have webcams at Porkfest. Were you going to say something, Hef?
Yeah, well, I guess I'll do the Pork Fest in my backyard. Pork with a K.
Yeah, that sounds
there
great.
You go. Sounds good to me.
Thanks for calling in, Hef. I appreciate your thoughts. 855-450-FREE is our phone number. You're on Free Talk Live. You can also call on Skype at lrn.fm. You know, gentlemen, I just wanted to mention something really quickly, because earlier in the show, we were talking about the pizza guy called in and said he suffers from obsessive compulsive disorder, and he's like gets obsessed with medical problems, maybe real or imagined, and feels like he has some hypochondria going on. And I suggested that he look into something called cognitive behavioral therapy, which is basically rooting out sort of illogical distortions in thinking. They're sometimes called cognitive distortions. And you asked me for some examples of what those distortions might be. And I mentioned one, which was kind of black and white thinking, but I was kind of flat-footed on that. So I just wanted to, I pulled up a list of common cognitive distortions, and I just wanted to give a couple of examples to maybe give people a taste of what you know, of what these are and what I was trying to convey in the earlier part of the show. So, okay, so here are some examples of cognitive distortions. Filtering, taking negative details and blowing them up out of proportion while filtering out positive aspects of a situation.
The people do this constantly.
Oh, I mean,
it's their whole life.
Yep.
Either, you know, both of these is a problem. Either you take the good information and you only look at that and you don't look at the bad information, or you look at the bad information and you don't look at the good information.
Yeah.
It's not even, I don't even think the human animal, the human primate, is it's possible for them to look at things sort of realistically.
We can learn to do it. I mean, that's sort of what this cognitive,
I think you can learn to do it better.
Is about. Yeah, you can learn to be better, sure. I think we're prone to biases in that for sure, though. Another one is black and white thinking, like I mentioned before. Something's either good or bad, and there's no in between. You're either a failure or a complete success, and there's no in between, right?
You could do this with people too.
Yes.
Is you can say, you know, everything can be fine with an individual at the office or in a relationship or whatever, and then they do something, and then suddenly that person is bad and wrong,
yes,
and they can never get better.
Yep.
And so you just kind of kill them off in your mind.
Yeah, I think that's a common experience. Overgeneralization in the other one. In this cognitive distortion, we come to a general conclusion based on a single incident or one piece of evidence. Have you ever done this, Mark?
Oh, yeah.
You have one experience, and then you say, well, it must apply to everything.
I'll tell you what, you have three experiences, and then you're done. Right? At that point, you've got a pattern, and it's over. Because, you know, we had to survive as a species, and one of the ways we did that was pattern. We do that as pattern recognition.
Mm-hmm.
And if a pattern shows up and it's something that you can recognize, you're done.
Yeah, but that can also hurt us in the modern world.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. You mean the Chinese aren't all bad?
Well,
this is how it works, right? Like, this is, you know, you have one bad experience with a person in a race, and it ding, ding.
Yeah.
You know, and then you have another bad experience that's similar with the person of that race, and then the third one, and you, that's it. Those people from that race do this.
Suddenly you're a flaming bigot.
And that's how it happens.
Wait a minute. You mean the Chinese aren't all bad?
No, Brian, they're not all bad. The next one is jumping to conclusions. So, without individuals saying so, we know what they're feeling and why they act the way they do. In particular, we're able to determine how people are feeling towards us. For example, a person may conclude that someone is reacting negatively towards them,
yep,
but doesn't actually bother to find out if they are correct.
Right. Whether they're acting negatively, why they had that look on their face. Maybe they just snorted something out of their nose.
It must be because you hate me.
Right. You know, and people do this all the time. I mean, it's, you know, extremely common.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, how do you affect your own life doing that?
Mm. I think you probably could come to some conclusions that are not true.
And absolutely.
That's what this is about. It's about seeking out the truth and being more rational and being happier because of that. So,
you know, another one that's sort of a subgenre of this, is I think,
reality.
Is interesting, is that if you, just because you may know someone's motive behind doing something does not mean the thing that their motive somehow invalidates what they want to do. Oh, you just want to do that because of this.
Mm-hmm.
So what? Yes. Okay. No. Whatever. Who cares? Yes, I want to do this because of that. You know, who cares why you want to do it? Just because you have you've delved down and figured out what someone's motive is doesn't mean you've dismissed what it is that they want.
Well, there's some real truth to that saying, you know, when you assume, you make an ass out of you and me. I mean, because assuming is jumping to conclusions, so there we go. Catastrophizing, the next one. We expect disaster to strike no matter what. This is also referred to as magnifying or minimizing.
Murphy's Law, right?
Yeah.
Anything that can go wrong will.
Wait a minute, you came up with the law? I don't think we can come out, go out anymore.
I don't know if I came up with it, but I'm probably subject to it. Anyway, personalization, a distortion where a person believes that everything others do or say is some kind of direct personal reaction to them.
Yeah,
this
is
all about me.
The height of vanity.
It's a cognitive distortion.
I mean, that's what it is. It may be a cognitive distortion. It doesn't matter. It's still vanity to suggest that, you know, people care about you specifically. No, they don't. They care about them.
So we put up this list on the Free Talk Live Facebook page, facebook.freetalklive.com. More coming up. Stay tuned.
As many as 7.5 million Americans have psoriasis, and many of them suffer in silence, hiding their itching, flaking, and discomfort. If you're living with psoriasis, your new life begins now when you call for a risk-free trial of Seroderm. Seroderm provides fast topical relief of skin psoriasis. Seroderm helps to stop the itching, irritation, redness, and flaking caused by your psoriasis. Even if you've tried everything else, even if you've suffered for years, imagine living without discomfort and embarrassment, and without wearing long clothes to hide your psoriasis. We're so confident you'll love your skin after using Seroderm that we're offering it risk-free. But you have to call now. Just call 1-800-994-9405. That's 1-800-994-9405. Try Seroderm risk-free. Just call 1-800-994-9405. That's 1-800-994-9405.
Wouldn't it be nice to have one product that replaces more than 10, saving you space, time, and money? HempUSA.org has a complete full-spectrum vitamin mineral detox formulation called Micro Plant Powder Gold. Micro Plant Powder Gold contains 101 vitamins, minerals, probiotics, and iodine, has a 100-year shelf life, and is a perfect addition to any storage shelter. Make Micro Plant Powder Gold your choice. Call 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org today.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it led back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Hi, my name is Annette, and due to menopause symptoms for nearly 2 years, I suffered severe hot flashes, which prevented me from sleeping all night. It was so hard to work because I continued all day to have the hot flashes from hell. I was exhausted and depleted. After only 3 weeks on One World Way, I have no hot flashes, and I'm sleeping normally again. I feel energized and strong. This is an amazing product.
It is a little-known fact that every single cell of your body is supposed to produce 10% of its protein content as glutathione. But due to toxicity and aging, it does not. Could glutathione be a missing factor in optimal cell function for your entire body? If you restore the optimal glutathione levels in your cells, especially your glands and organs, then as a result, your glands and organs work better. Imagine the quality of life improvement you might have. To order One World Way, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
We'll be right back.
This is Free Talk Live. It's the live Sunday night show. You can call us at 855-450-FREE. That's our number here on Free Talk Live. Or call on Skype at lrn.fm. With you in the studio tonight, it is me, Stephanie.
And Brian.
And Mark.
And we are trying not to distort our minds too much. We are trying to root out our cognitive distortions. That was so much fun to talk about in the last segment. I think we're going to continue with this list. It's pretty short. But, Mark, first you have a message for us.
Yeah, we're talking about these cognitive distortions. And this is kind of some of the work that they do on the School Sucks podcast at schoolsucksproject.com. They deconstruct state indoctrination, and they discuss real education and learning alternatives and self-education and critical thinking, history, peaceful parenting, personal growth, better communication strategies, and things like that. Like all these kind of things that we're talking about here, you can go check them out at schoolsucksproject.com.
Cool. All right. Well, 855-450-FREE is our phone number here on Free Talk Live. And let's see. So we were talking about these cognitive distortions. We were kind of going through the list, and it was just kind of fun to think about things.
I love to talk about the human primate and the way that they think and act and operate with each other, because I think you can have such a better life if you can sort of understand yourself. Mm-hmm. I think the vast majority of us, and I'm going to put myself in this category, go through life. Here's what it is. I believe all of us go through life not knowing even what our motivations are.
Oh, absolutely.
If you can get a glimpse at your motivations at one point, you can have it's so empowering.
Yes.
And that's all I want to do, is I want to catch these glimpses, because I don't think that I can even, you know, the other 23 hours and 59 minutes out of the day, I don't think I can see it. But if I can just see it one time during the day, man, that's valuable.
Yeah, absolutely. I totally agree. It's a journey, not a destination, when you're talking about self-knowledge. Like, mm-hmm. I think we're all trying to learn more about ourselves, and frankly, a lot of us start off, you know, it's a messed up world that encourages a lot of weird, magical thinking, a lot of beliefs that aren't logical and don't make sense. And
I think we're born with it.
You think we're born with it, or is it like the world? I mean,
both.
I think there's evidence that babies are born like super logical. I mean, they're little scientists. They're constantly testing mm-hmm. out hypotheses. You know that. And then we get a little older and we're told, well, you know, like, stealing is bad, but it's not bad when the government does it, and it's not even stealing, it's actually taxation, and it's your patriotic duty, and you should want to do this. And, I mean, there are all these inconsistencies in the world that we kind of have to wrap our heads around if we want to survive in society.
I disagree entirely. My son knows nothing of taxation. However, he does believe that flowers want to get out of the ground. And so he's ascribing to flowers a will. And you can, it's an accurate statement when you sort of describe the plant and its, you know, what it does, but it is an inaccurate statement to ascribe will to the plant. Mm-hmm. And there's a lot of evidence as far as, you know, a book I read called Super Sense, the tests done on kids, that in fact they have a great deal of supernatural thinking that goes on in their. I agree with you. Yes, they are little scientists experimenting with the world, but their conclusions, however, are not scientific at all, and that oftentimes they come to conclusions that are very supernatural.
Well, I mean, where would they pick up supernatural conclusions? I think there are lots of those that they could learn from
nature and nurture. It's hard to say.
Well, for an alternative on that perspective, you can check out The Philosophical Baby by Alison Gopnik.
Excellent.
A lot of case to be made that babies are little scientists. But anyway, so more of these cognitive distortions, control fallacies. If we feel externally controlled, we see ourselves as a helpless victim of fate. For example, I can't help it if the quality of the work is poor. My boss demanded I work overtime on it, so it's their fault.
Yeah.
Taking responsibility for what's going on in your life can be very empowering.
Indeed. And you're at everything. The more things you can take responsibility for, the more control you have and the more powerful you are in your life.
Yeah.
The fewer things you have control over that you ascribe responsibility and control to yourself for, the less empowered you are in your life.
Well, there's also the fallacy of internal control, which is the converse of what I just mentioned.
Mm-hmm.
which is that if we assume responsibility for instance, like managing the feelings of others, mm-hmm. like, oh, it's my fault that Mark is hurt. I'm such a bad person. You know, I need to try to control his feelings, which I cannot control at all. Those are your feelings, you know.
I do want to point out real
that
quick.
It's very disempowering.
Yeah, I do want to point out real quick that just because something may be a logical fallacy doesn't mean that it isn't true.
What the heck does that mean? Help me out with that.
Okay, well, take that example that because of me, Mark, you're hurting.
Uh-huh.
You know, I broke your heart. And I'm very sorry about that. But,
well, it's not the first time.
No,
right?
There's a subtle difference there, though, because if I understand where you're going with that, Brian, you know, you could trigger some feelings in somebody else, or your actions could trigger feelings, but you don't control their feelings, and you're not responsible for them.
No, well, that's true, right, that you don't control it. But I think there's more to that. I was pretty sure there was a logical fallacy course where they said that one of the fallacies is thinking that just because something is a logical fallacy doesn't mean that it should be written offhand.
Mm-hmm.
I suppose. I don't know. I would have to. I'd love to hear someone introduce that idea to mm-hmm. me. But between comparing those two ideas, that either you have no control in the world or you have all the control in the world, I would rather have all the control in the world because then I get to decide for myself. Because, Stephanie, I do believe that I can string words together that make you feel better and string words together that make you feel worse. And you know, do you get to choose your feelings? Absolutely, you do. But to say that I'm sitting over here in my own little, I'm a rock, I'm an island, that I'm not responsible in any way, shape, or form for other people's emotions, I think it's an excuse. It's a cop-out for dealing with people. And I'm not disagreeing with the point that you're talking about mm-hmm. here. You can get really wrapped up in other people's emotions, and at some point or another, you got to cut them loose, and
right.
you know, if they're too much of a emotion magnet, they're just not worth your time and energy. I'm just saying that I like the idea that I'm in charge of in everything in my life. Like, I get that kind of control.
You may be suffering from the internal control fallacy.
Is there a megalomania fallacy?
No.
Okay.
Anyway, the next one is the fallacy of fairness. This is a big one, I think, for a lot of people. We feel resentful because we think we know what is fair and other people won't agree with us.
Fairness is a fascinating subject. It's
yeah.
really fascinating. And especially if you have 2 5-year-old boys in your house and watch them trying to discern what fairness is. And we don't know, you know, you and I, us adults, do we really know that much more about fairness than 5-year-olds do?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, what's fair? People will talk about fair taxes. I'm of the opinion no tax is fair.
So,
what's right. a fair share? I don't know. How much work did you put in? You know, like, everybody's got a different idea as to what's fair and what's not.
Yeah, so just to wrap this up real quick, blaming shoulds. And one of my favorites, the heaven's reward fallacy, where we expect our sacrifice and self-denial to pay off and then resent it when it doesn't.
Ugh, sacrifice.
This is Free Talk Live, 855 450 free. Stay tuned, more coming up.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm. This time warns of Greek-style U.S. debt crisis. You heard me right. The GAO is drawing a parallel between the U.S. economy, its debt, and the current Greek economic meltdown. With the debt-to-GDP chart climbing into unfamiliar territory, the growing budget deficit will rise to unsupportable levels. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American. Covering the risk of continued deficit spending coupled with an aging population and the rising interest rates spell economic disaster. It's imperative that you get a copy of this document and study it for yourself. Call me today at 800-686-2237 and I'll send you a free copy. Again, call 800-686-2237 and ask for your copy of the CBO document. Once again, you need to read this government report. Call 800-686-2237.
Hello, this is Steve Shank. Alex and I want to thank you for the generous support of the Oklahoma food donations pouring in every day. In just 6 days, over 37,000 servings have been shipped. Your $25 and a subsidy from eFoods Direct will send a 7-day supply of food to someone in need. Please keep Oklahoma important, but we've got serious food issues. For example, the rising cost of food, especially beef, last year's worst drought in 50 years, and the mandated ethanol production has dried up the feed supply for livestock. Chinese are offering $4.7 billion to buy our largest pork producer. Find out more and get the one solution you can count on at efoodsdirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633. Now get free shipping every day. Call 800-409-5633 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. It's the Sunday night show with me, Stephanie.
And Brian.
And Mark.
You can call us at 855-450-FREE here on Free Talk Live. Bring up anything that's on your mind. You can also get in touch with us on Skype by adding lrn.fm as a contact.
BitInstant.com is the fastest, safest, and easiest way to acquire bitcoins. You have probably heard about bitcoins on some major news media organization or several of them because they've gotten a lot of press. And there's been a lot of things happen with bitcoins, and I think that they add a lot of possibilities for human freedom. They allow somebody to send and receive money around the internet without having to pay any, you know, astronomical fees or anything like that. Significantly less. You can either try to send it for free, or you can put a penny worth of tip on it for somebody to make it go a little faster. But frankly, they allow you to control your own bank account. I think that's what the most important aspect of bitcoins are.
Think about this for a minute. When you send or cash a check or send a bank payment or deal with PayPal, it takes 3 to 5 days to do anything.
Is that so? Okay.
Some things you can't even do, like sending money between different arbitrary lines.
Yeah, really?
geopolitical designations. It's just so much harder in so many different ways. PayPal could lock down your account. Your bank could lock down your account.
Yeah, they'll drop it at a hat. I mean, they'll just end your account like that.
Yeah, PayPal's all about locking down an account.
They don't care. And so with Bitcoin, none of those things are things that you have to worry about suddenly, and all kinds of possibilities open up.
Indeed.
I do freelance voiceover services, and I give a pretty significant discount for Bitcoin payments because I just love not having to deal with getting paid in the legacy banking system.
It also seems like people, you know, Bitcoin folks just pay quicker because it's so easy to send a payment. They just pay much more quickly. But anyway, if you want to get some Bitcoins, BitInstant.com is the place to do it. Their system's very easy to use. Like I said, fastest, safest, easiest way to get Bitcoins. And if you do get some Bitcoins, one of the ways to spend them, because obviously they're a currency, you got to be able to spend them, is BitcoinStore.com. And BitcoinStore.com's got more than 500,000 items, many of them sort of consumer electronics devices, and you can get them at lower rates than you're able to buy them anyplace else. But they don't take these legacy currency systems. They only take Bitcoins at BitcoinStore.com.
Right. Okay, so, you know, we teased this story that I'm really curious to hear more about. An ex-drone pilot has spoken, apparently, about what he experienced. Sorry, go ahead.
And I've read this story. We've read about this pilot in the past on Free Talk Live, and now he's kind of coming out. He's got some video out, and he's talking about his experiences. And some of the facts in this case, the circumstance, this guy's life, are just they'll leave you gobstopped. It's amazing. So he says, this drone operator who worked he's worked all over in bases in Nevada, New Mexico, and Iraq. He has sort of a desk job of sorts, but unlike any other, he sat there behind the screen and he watched an estimated 1,626 people die.
That's disgusting.
It's just, well, I mean, it's awesome. I'm awesome in the sense that, wow, I'm in awe. I mean, oh my goodness, that's just so many people. It's so many people this guy was responsible for killing, involved in killing.
To give that a little perspective, the average infantry, well, not the average, but a really good infantryman can probably max out around 400.
Kills?
Yeah.
Wow, that's a lot.
And that's during a career.
Yeah, a career. Okay.
Yeah.
This guy's almost at career level. He's like 5 years until he basically broke down from PTSD, and his brain wouldn't work anymore.
Right.
Some of these stories are really crazy. For instance, I believe it was his first time. He drops a bomb, and just before he can disarm and push the button, just after it, he can disarm and push the button. A child comes out of the house of the door of the house that he drops, the hovel that he drops one of these, you know, really expensive missiles on, and he vaporizes, you know, besides the house and everybody in it, and probably the bad guy daddy, if in fact he was, because let's not forget, these people don't get trials, but he kills the child too. You know, a child of three is the estimation.
How tragic.
Now, I want to tell you another story. Now, that sounds tragic because everybody knows the three-year-old's innocent. But let me tell you another story that goes along with this. And I think that it's really, really, really important because we're programmed to believe that the military is doing the right thing, that they've got this information, you know, they got military intelligence or whatever. In this case, he's got three guys walking down a road. They're armed. It's Afghanistan. Everybody's armed, okay? It's a country where people carry guns. And they're just walking down the road, and somebody decides somewhere these three guys are tourists, and he drops a bomb on them, blows them to smithereens. One of the guys has his leg blown off. He's missing his right leg. He's trying to walk down. He's running, but he's got no leg, and he sort of falls down. He bleeds out. His blood's hot.
I feel like we should be warning people before we talk about these things because this could be really triggering for some people.
Yeah, I suppose you're right.
In the military or what? It's hard for me to hear about, and I've never actually seen death and destruction like this. I couldn't even watch the collateral murder video, you know, from WikiLeaks, the first one.
Right.
I mean, it just to do this, to be able to do this for your job. How much must you have to disconnect from any sense of humanity, compassion for other human beings? What does that do to your brain when you're just so disconnected, you know, so dissociated?
Well, I think that you have to be, because it's the role of a soldier. That's their job. Their job is to not ask questions, kill and not ask questions, right? I mean,
well, that job is completely inhuman.
I get where you're coming from. I do. I'm stuck on the fence here. Do I believe in the just war theory? Yes, I believe that in theory there's a just war. I would love someone to show it to me. I don't believe we've had a just war. I generally believe when wars occur that at least both sides are at fault. And, I do think that somebody can be attacked and defend themselves. And, you know, as a group of people, if you're going to defend yourself, it's probably a good idea to, what do they call it, allocation of work. And now it's division of labor. In the area of division of labor, that some people need to be the protectors. I get that idea. And, you know,
they're not protecting, they're aggressing.
I concur with you 100% that currently, in our current paradigm, the people in the military are rarely in the role of protecting you and I, and usually in the role of serving the whims of politically connected individuals and politicians in Washington, D.C., and in the process actually putting us more at risk because of their actions. Now, I don't think they feel responsible for that, and that's really the problem. The responsibility is actually taken away from them. They're not supposed to feel responsible. Soldier, go shoot that individual. You're not responsible. And then their mind recoils at some point or another, and they say, yeah, you know, I think I am responsible. Maybe they're responsible for protecting people in their own group, and failed at that. Maybe they're responsible for protecting innocent lives in, you know, the other group, whatever that might be, or civilians, and they failed at that. But that's when their mind breaks, and that's why we have so many problems in this country with PTSD.
You know, this is... There's so many problems with this story, but one of them is that this is what happens when you automate and when you make war so long distance, is you forget why you want to avoid ever getting into war. An average soldier, and I can speak to this. I'm a veteran, and I've killed, and I know how many it took for me to finally say, I'm not shooting anybody else ever again. Ever. I'm not going to kill a single human being. I know when that point was. And it was long before those numbers. And for somebody to have a drone where they can do it so kind of even more inhumanely.
Yeah.
From a distance.
Like a video game.
It's going to take 1,600 people now to die? It's sick. It's sick. War is something worth being avoided. And when you turn it into something this easy, why avoid it? Because you don't have to be there.
855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live. There's more coming up.
A science fiction comic adventure from Big Head Press. Quantum Vibes. In year 2523, there are colonies on Venus, Mars, and Mercury. People travel in bubbles, fly at hyperspeed. The brain implants an artificial gravity. The scientific genius and his clever assistant set out on an adventure through the solar system on a secret mission to find the key to access new frontiers and save liberty. Quantum Vibes. There's a robot girl and zany creatures made with genetically engineered features. And corporate villains crave the opportunity to steal a profit from Mother's ingenuity. A scientific genius and his clever assistant set out on an adventure through the solar system on a secret mission to find the key to access new frontiers and save liberty. QuantumVibe.com.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
So, a natural disaster strikes, and out goes your power. You risk losing stored food in electric freezers and refrigerators. Your options: lose all that expensive food and medication, fire up a noisy gasoline-powered generator, or switch now to a propane or natural gas-powered refrigerator from Ben's Discount Supply. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com has a complete line of propane-powered refrigerators, freezers in sizes ranging from a small camper cooler size up to a whopping 21-cubic-foot refrigerator freezer or a 22-cubic-foot deep freezer. In stock and ready to ship anywhere. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com also stocks a full line of solar-powered appliances to get you completely off the grid. Check out Ben'sDiscountSupply.com or call 800-771-7702. That's 800-771-7702. Or click Ben'sDiscountSupply.com for camping, home, or bug-out location. Bank on Ben'sDiscountSupply.com.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Here on Free Talk Live, that is our number if you want to talk to us about anything that's on your mind tonight. You got to do it quick, though, because this is the last segment of tonight's show. And in case you're just tuning in, it's Stephanie with you.
And Brian.
And Mark.
And we're glad to be here with you tonight. One more time, 855-450-FREE. Or you can call us on Skype at lrn.fm on your Skype as a contact. Want to remind you about shop.freetalklive.com.
Right there, we've got links to Amazon and Newegg and, you know, a few other sort of online retailers. And it takes an extra click or two for you to help us immensely. Free Talk Live is really an incredible power in the world for human freedom. We reach a lot of people, and you can help us continue to do our work and to be rewarded for our work in this area simply by making a couple of extra clicks on the internet. And I contend that this is activism, since Free Talk Live does a great job of spreading the ideas of liberty. You supporting us financially is in fact activism. So please, when you do your online shopping, do it at shop.freetalklive.com. Get the links there for the appropriate stores that you use, especially ones you use on a regular basis. Bookmark them and then use those links every time you go to those retailers.
All right, and that really helps out Free Talk Live.
Indeed.
Mark, do you have a message to bring to us?
Not. I don't.
Okay. Well, let's hear more about this drone pilot and his confessions.
Right. So Brian was pointing out in the last segment, and I thought rather articulately, that, you know, when you kill on a screen, that it takes much longer for that experience to sink in.
Like, sure.
I don't know what happened to, you know, to you, Brian, but I'm going to just make this sort of this generalization to people that come to the conclusion that killing, you know, killing for politicians in Washington, D.C. And their paymasters around the United States and world is, you know, evil and wrong. When they come to that conclusion, it's possible many of them come to that conclusion from a near-death experience themselves in the battlefield. They say, oh my goodness, I've done this to somebody else.
Sure.
Or they've seen really up close, right? Because it's different being there and seeing something on a screen. It's just a different experience. So to see the eviscerated child right there in their home, you know, as you're going through Fallujah or whatever, is an entirely different experience than, you know, looking at through the drone, you know, the very good drone cameras, but still these drone cameras nonetheless.
Yes, it's totally different, in my opinion. I mean, you can't even compare because there's smell. There's all these things that you know, for the human experience, that the senses, I don't believe, were ever designed to really handle. And, with drones doing it, making war clean and easy, it eliminates all that. Right. And it eliminates our natural human inclination to actually have empathy for each other.
And this Brandon Bryant, he's 27, and he's a former drone pilot, and he did it for 5 years, and he killed more than 1,600 people, is the estimation. And he's come out against this stuff. And it's taken... Well, for one, you can see these are the first one and the only one so far to do such a thing.
Yeah.
So you can see why, what the separation is there. Because there's lots of drone pilots who are continuing to do the same thing.
Yeah, I was going to say, bravo to him, we can say that. But then again, why is he the only one? And why did it take 1,600 people and 5 years for him to come to this conclusion?
If at some point or another, the weight just finally broke his mind, and that's tough. I mean, there was an interesting story in another article that we read regarding this guy, where they're going out for drinks afterwards. These guys were working in Nevada. They're going down to Vegas for the weekend for hookers and booze, and this is another aspect, is if you're the infantryman on the ground, at the very least you're sleeping in a mud puddle as payment for the kind of crap you're doing to the world. And that's how it's been throughout human history. At the very least, you had to put in, you had to pay your dues in order to sing the blues. And these people aren't paying their dues in that sense. They're sitting in air-conditioned buildings and trailers in different areas. They're sitting around with a bunch of screens, and they're watching people die half a world away.
Sure. I mean, and it's not even like, hopping in an F-24 or something. And
you can't even feel the G's.
No. I mean, there's like no sensation whatsoever. It's killing clean and simple, and there's no biofeedback at all, and that's scary.
And that's why I believe it takes 1,600 people for this guy to come around.
Because, yeah, I would agree.
The first time it happened, in the story here, he killed a small child, and he went on and killed 1,600 more people in this job.
Yeah.
So I'm not blaming him. I think he's got some level of soul. But what did it take to finally dig that out? And I don't know. I think we're so indoctrinated that our betters know better, and that we should sign up for the military and do the right thing, that those people are doing good work for us, they're protecting our freedoms, and blah, 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 blah. All the indoctrination that goes with what it takes to do this kind of work. And I was telling the story, there was a story here about three men that were walking down the road that got killed by one of his bombs. And, we know with the child, we know with the women, that generally these people are innocents. And they're being killed all the time in this war, and we never get information because there's no camera. The State Department certainly isn't releasing it. The Department of Defense isn't releasing this video.
Oh, everything is redacted.
Absolutely. We have no idea.
Whatever they do release, yeah.
How many people are being killed. We just get little blips and blurbs of it. But these three dudes walking down the road with AK-47s slung over their shoulders, they may seem guilty to us here in the United States, but this is a place where people walk down the road with AK-47s. Slung over their shoulders.
Absolutely.
These guys didn't get a trial. We have no idea if these three men were doing anything. And they were just killed. And we're told by the United States government, this is their policy. This is the stated policy, that if a male is killed that's over the ages of 14 and under the ages of 50-something, I can't remember what it is, they're just considered a terrorist. That they, simply because of their sex and their age.
Yeah, talk about jumping to conclusions there.
Oh, sure.
I mean, this is, in my opinion, this is why people are not anti-war. This is why there is not a strong anti-war movement nowadays, even though there's been perpetual war for the last 11 years. Or, well, longer than that. There's pretty much always been a war going on somewhere, that's been perpetrated by the U.S. But it makes it so easy to depersonalize it and disconnect from it when it's just, oh, it's happening over there, it's happening on screens, you know, it's almost like a video game, and we've seen that a lot before, and
but if you,
don't worry about it.
If one chooses to believe that these three guys walking down the road with AK-47 slung over their shoulders that were blown into little bitty pieces by a Hellfire missile dropped from a drone several years ago were guilty, simply because somebody in the military said they were guilty, those people are have the same mentality as the people who flew airplanes into buildings on 9/11. They say that because those people are there on that plot of land, they're guilty. And that is the attitude of a terrorist. When you have that attitude, you're putting out into the universe the same kind of thing you're bringing back.
Indeed.
Yeah, I would agree. I mean, just the idea that, you know, why did they create drones in the first place? That way no more American boys have to get hurt overseas. And what? You want to go hurt people overseas? Yeah, I mean, why?
It's American boys, Brian.
Oh, right.
The only ones
that
matter.
That's it. That's it. It's because they're American. So.
And you can't say that this guy who killed 1,600 people completely robotically in a cold-hearted manner wasn't hurt, because in the end, he was hurt. I mean, it seems pretty clear.
I think the same thing happened. I mean, it's the same thing that happened to me. It just took longer because it was cleaner. It was less personal. You know, like I said, there wasn't that biofeedback going on.
Right, and I don't want to vilify him any more than I want to vilify me, because I would have done it too. That the fact is I was ready to sign up for the military, and things just didn't work out for me going into the military. I would have done what I was told, because that's what you sign up to do. But at some point or another, you have to, you know, like, people come to conclusions. And there is no room in this country for people to talk about peace. It's just not possible. If I speak of peace, I hate people in the military. I hate the government. I hate everything, when I simply want accountability and peace. And that's, you know, this is how you silence the opposition.
Being for peace is out of style, unfortunately.
Indeed. I don't know what I don't know what to say about it. I think this guy's a hero for coming forward, but at the same time, that incredible number of 1,600 people, 1,600 deaths. It glares at me.
I feel really mixed about it too. I mean, because on one hand, he killed 1,600 people.
Yeah, but we'd never know if he didn't come out and speak the truth, speak his highest truth to power.
He came out about it,
and they could very easily, you know, do all kinds of horrible things to this guy.
We are out of time for tonight. You can visit our website at freetalklive.com. Free Talk Live is live 7 nights a week. There'll be another show tomorrow night, and archives will be posted a little later tonight. Have a good one.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit weusecoins.com.
I want to introduce you to a hero of mine. His name is Shahan Q. He sells little magnetic balls that you can use to make sculptures, shapes, or just fiddle with while you're on the phone. There used to be several companies that sold similar products. Now ZenMagnets.com stands nearly alone. The U.S. government has threatened and sued everyone else out of business because the feds think the magnets, which are less dangerous than balloons, are too dangerous. Support a hero and get a great product. Go to ZenMagnets.com. That's ZenMagnets.com.
What if you had a witness everywhere you drive? Now you can with video-cam.com. From truckers to motorcyclists, the handy video dash cam can be used for insurance claims, accidents, police encounters, road rage, or natural disasters. Has instant screen playback and optional night vision. Get the best quality, affordable HD dash cameras available at video-cam.com. That's video-cam.com. Or call 855-855-2022. Always have a witness with video dash cam.
We the people grow cotton.
cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.